blonde weapon master, and made it clear more than once that he didn't think Yaz was cut out for the shield wall. He was too short and too skinny. His body just wasn't designed to absorb the sorts of impacts fighting in the wall required. Yaz couldn't argue with his reasoning, but as the son of the village chief, no favoritism could be shown. If anything, Master Hendal pushed him harder than any of the other boys. It paid off in some ways. He might be small, but Yaz was the best archer in the village. He was still using a bow designed for 13-year-olds, but he could put an arrow in a man's eye from 40 paces. A roar and crash split the air as the current group of trainees, two opposing teams of four, came together, shield to shield, pushing for advantage. Dust flew as they scrambled for position. To Yaz's left and right, boys cheered and shouted encouragement to their friends. Yaz remained silent, focusing on what the boys did. Everything Yaz experienced was permanently imprinted on his memory, ready for perfect recall at any moment. In fact, he remembered everything from the time he was 3 months old onward. This wasn't at all normal, according to his mother, but also nothing to worry about. One of the sages had a similar gift, though his perfect memory only extended to what he read, and he taught Yaz how to deal with the ability and the nightmares that came with it.
"Enough!" Hendal bellowed.
The trainees stopped at once, separated, and stood at attention. Hendal walked up one side of the formation and down the other. At last, he said,
"Good. Clear the circle. Group two, get ready."
The dismissed group broke up, grinning and wiping sweat from their brows. They'd put on a fine performance. Yaz wished he had any hope of matching them. He picked up his heavy shield, sliding his left arm through a rough leather loop until he could reach the grip. Next, he took up the spear in his right and marched out beside his shield mates. The other boys all towered over him, the next shortest standing just over 6 feet. Yaz took his place second from the left and stood at attention, waiting for Hendal's command. He didn't have to wait long.
"Group A, defend. Group B, attack," Hendal said.
Yaz grimaced and tried to crouch like the others, digging his feet in for maximum balance. He'd barely bent his knees when the bottom of his shield hit the ground. Lifting it didn't help. Even a few inches put the rim over his eyes, blinding him.
"Lock shields," Hendal shouted.
Yaz tried to bring his shield level with the men to his left and right, but he simply couldn't do it and see what was going on.
"Group B, charge!"
The impact from the initial blow drove Yaz back 2 steps, breaking their line. The others tried to close even as he rushed to return to his position. Both efforts were doomed to fail. The boy that hit him kicked Yaz's shield and sent him sprawling. The rest of Group B separated and surrounded Yaz's teammates. The fight lasted less than a minute. Why did they continue with this farce? Everyone knew he was never going to fight in the shield wall. Day in and day out, he demonstrated his uselessness. And here he was, 5 years later, still proving the point.
"Hold!"
The two teams separated. Yaz scrambled to his feet and returned to his place, drawing scowls from his teammates. He didn't blame them for their anger. In a real fight, they'd all be dead right now. Yaz would have been angry in their place. He was angry in his place, for that matter. Doing the same thing over and over served no one, and they all knew it.
"That's enough for today," Hendal said. "Yaz, hold back."
The rest of the boys ran off to return the gear to the equipment shed so they could get home to whatever chores awaited them. 2 minutes later, Yaz and Master Hendal had the circle to themselves.
"I think we've done enough," Master Hendal said. "No one can claim you didn't give it your all, nor can they claim having you in the shield wall would be to the village's benefit. Your training is over, Yasgrim."
Relief and disappointment fought in Yaz. On one hand, he was glad to not have to waste his time any further. On the other, all hope of truly joining his peers as an adult in the village was over. Everyone would look at him as less of a man. No matter what else he did or accomplished, if he didn't stand in the line to defend his home when raiders came, he wouldn't be a true man of the village.
"Dad's not going to like it," Yaz said.